Now let's talk about an alleged effort to hold down a different kind of business cost, labor costs. Walmart is denying reports that it has been encouraging its store managers to vote Republican. The Wall Street Journal reported that Walmart is afraid that a Democratic win this November could help unions. Missy Shelton, a member station KSMU, reports.
Walmart's position is that the meetings it held had to do with educating managers about legislation that could be harmful to the company. But labor unions say the meetings amount to intimidation. At issue is a bill that would change the process of unionizing workers. Right now, workers must collect signatures and conduct voting by secret ballot. The legislation would eliminate the vote, meaning workers could unionize after collecting signatures from more than 50% of workers. Even though the legislation is championed by many Democrats, Walmart spokesman David Tovar says the company is not trying to encourage employees to vote for Republicans.
We feel educating our associates about the bill is the right thing to do. If anyone representing Walmart gave the impression we were telling associates how to vote, they were wrong and acting without approval.
Some labor unions say education is in the eye of the beholder. Andy Stern is the president of Service Employees International Union.
We've seen Walmart educate their people about how not to take their breaks at lunch. We've seen Walmart educate people about how women don't get equal pay on the job. And this is just another intimidating form of education.
Walmart says it would be irresponsible not to inform store managers about pending legislation. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton.